Welcome to Health and Wellness University, the podcast focused on helping you reach optimal levels of health and wellness. And now, here's your host, Fernando Flores. Looking up, there's always sky. Rest your head, I'll take you
high. We won't fade into darkness. Hi, everyone. I hope that you are doing well. This is Fernando, your host of Health and Wellness University. I hope that you are in good health. I hope that you are staying safe. And last week was actually Mental Health Awareness Week. And I participated in a couple of events. One was with the World Health Organization, and they had like a whole day event related to mental health. And you know, it's something that, in my view, you know, it should go beyond a week, right, or a day. It should be year round, especially right now. But I think it's really important to bring awareness and have a set time during the year when, you know, updated information is provided and updated resources and tips and strategies. And so, you know, just I was reflecting on the information that was being presented, and I think one of the pieces that is really essential, and that, you know, some folks kind of like talked around it, but not very directly, right, is this notion of, you know, the intersection between having self-awareness and agility, right, to be able to adapt to the particular circumstances that we are experiencing. And so what do I mean by that? You know, the best way that I can describe it to you and the best way that I can explain it to you is through the example of work, right? We have, you know, a lot of work, and we have expectations that we need to meet of our clients, of our colleagues, right? And we have different tasks that we need to make sure that we accomplish, right? And the thing is that if you are in a situation where work hasn't stopped, where it continues, right, and you have a constant, you know, flow of work, it's important that you become self-aware of any particular stressors that may be coming up as a result of work. And as a result of being self-aware, then you will be able to then become more agile in terms of how you adapt to the particular circumstances. And what I mean by adapting and being more agile. So what I mean is that if you don't become ultra self-aware right now, during a period where things are just incredibly challenging for everybody, in the middle, right, of a pandemic, in the middle of us trying to work through social injustices, in the middle of the stressors that we feel as a result of the health concerns of our family and loved ones, if we don't become ultra aware, then the stressors that we experience can really overtake us, not just while we're working, but well beyond that, into our evenings, into our sleep, into our mornings, right? And so you becoming ultra aware, what it does, it helps you say, you know what? I'm feeling really stressed right now. And I'm so ultra aware that I feel the tension in my neck and in my lower back, and I'm starting to get a headache because I haven't gotten up from my chair in the past 5.5 hours. And I've just been going meeting after meeting after meeting. I should probably get up and drink some water, stretch a little bit, shake my body around to release some of that energy, and just take a deep breath and remind myself that I am human and breaks are okay. And I have the wherewithal to do what I need to do, but also make sure that I am nurturing myself in these difficult times. That's having agility. Because I'm connecting with so many folks, and what I'm seeing is people are not implementing that agility, right? And I will be the first to raise my hand that there were times where I literally worked for like 8, 9, 10 hours straight on Zoom. And I share that to level with you, right? Because, you know, I'm not perfect at this, right? I'm definitely not. I'm learning alongside with you, but I am learning to be better. And I am using, right, the ultra self-awareness that I've developed over the years more so than I ever have now. And so for me, that has been essential. And I wanted to share that with you, that I have been tapping much more every, and I'm not talking about every day. I'm just like, no, I'm talking about, you know, like sometimes hour by hour basis, I'm checking in with myself. How am I doing? All right, I did one great hour of work. How am I doing? Do I need a break right now? Do I need to get some water? You know, and it's not to procrastinate or anything, not at all. It's so that I can make sure that my systems, my body, my mind, my heart, my spirit, my emotional well-being, all of my systems are in tip-top shape and being nurtured so that I can go back into it as effectively and empowered as possible. But without that ultra self-awareness, it's going to be difficult for you to see something. And as a result, you're not going to be able to manage it. You're just not, right? And I'm seeing that way too much. You know, I connect with folks in different networking groups or in different circles. And, you know, we're connecting on Zoom, and it's just like, just people really feeling beat down. And I'm like connecting with myself. I'm like, okay, how is it that I'm not just surviving. I'm making the best of what I can in my house and working on thriving. What is it that I'm using? And it kept going back to this deep self-awareness, this what I'm calling ultra self-awareness. And one of the ways, you know, and I've talked about this before in past presentations, and I probably mentioned it, you know, on the podcast as well in another episode. Actually, I'm pretty sure I have, you know, developing deep self-awareness starts with one question. Why do I feel what I feel when I feel it? Right? And it's one question. It doesn't have to be the thing that you use, but it's just one resource, one tool that right now is so incredibly important. And I keep going back to that question right now every single day. Wait, okay, why am I feeling this right now in this context? And why is it that I am, you know, experiencing this slight pain in this part of my body? What's going on? Let me check in with myself. Where are my thoughts? Am I beating myself up too much with respect to my thoughts? Am I bullying myself a little bit too much right now? Am I being too critical? Okay, if I am, how can I move away from that? Right? And it's not just being ultra self-aware of like your body, right? Like of your thoughts as well, of your emotions, how you're, you know, spiritually, how are you doing? And when you are able to do that, then you will have the ability to have greater agility and then the adaptability that you need in order to succeed in whatever task it is that you are doing. So ultra self-awareness is really what I'm relying on right now. And I hope that you are able to just take something from this episode and just, you know, use that question. Why do I feel what I feel when I feel it? Why am I feeling what I'm feeling right now? That's another variation. Why am I feeling what I'm feeling right now? And then really, you know, like become nuanced about what you're feeling. You know, become clear, and when you are able to do that, then you'll develop mechanisms to be able to process, you know, any difficult emotions, or also be able to experience the emotions that are you know, that feel good, you know, that are positive emotions. You know, I try to stay away from looking at emotions as good or bad. All emotions are helpful in their own way. They're guiding us. They're helping us, right? But, you know, maybe if you feel excitement about something, it's okay to feel that. And it's okay for you to fully delve into that emotion. And then if you feel stress, okay, it feels really challenging. I can feel that I'm not breathing deeply. Like, what's going on, right? And you'll be able to just kind of shift as necessary and adapt and have that greater emotional agility, right? And just be able to, again, not just survive, but thrive. So I wish you just great health, and I hope that you are able to continue taking care of yourself. It's completely okay to take a break. It's completely okay to stop and take care of your mental health right now. If you need that, it's completely okay, right? And if you have an issue with making time for that, or and maybe the circle you're in or where you work is not allowing you to do that, hey, reach out to me, right? Like, reach out to me. I will help you figure a plan out. Like, you can believe I will, because I care about people caring for themselves, right? At the end of the day, you have to do the hard work. But, if you need to connect and just kind of brainstorm and just put some ideas out there, hey, don't hesitate to reach out. So take care. Thanks for tuning in to another episode. Wishing you great health, and I'll connect with you again soon. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Health and Wellness University. Make sure you follow Health and Wellness University on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn for additional empowering content. Just search for Health and Wellness University and it will come right up. Also, don't hesitate to reach out to healthandwellnessuniversity@gmail.com should you wish to attend or be a speaker at our annual San Francisco Health and Wellness Conference. If you are looking for accountability in the context of your health and wellness, please accept this invitation to join the Self-Empower Hour, which is a powerful accountability group. For more details, just shoot an email over to healthandwellnessuniversity@gmail.com. Take care, and as always, wishing you great health and wellness.